Case: assist Jake to identify strategies to attain goals. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Jake is a recently retired 70-year-old whose health is failing. He is single and has no children. He is on Social Security. In prior sessions, Jake set a goal of getting an advance directive and designating someone as his power of attorney in case he can no longer make decisions on his own. Counselor Jake, last time we got together, you set some clear financial goals. Let's recall these and then figure out how best to put them into action. Jake, I know how you like testing me. I remember my goals: find someone who I can trust to make into my power of attorney, and ask that person to consider taking on that role by the end of next month. Another was about finding a lawyer to do this power of attorney and my healthcare directive the month after that. I also had a goal of writing a draft of my healthcare directive this month, which I did finish. Counselor, I am excited to see your draft, Jake. Jake, well, that step was easier. For this goal of finding someone to be my power of attorney, you know I still have a lot of reservations about that since I am single and have no kids. Counselor, yes, this is an understandable fear. It is a big decision. Jake, I just don't want to be thrown into a nursing home with no money at my disposal and no way to leave. Counselor, well, this is just the sort of thing to add to your draft healthcare directive regardless of who will be your power of attorney. Jake, I'll make some notes about that now. They review the draft healthcare directive, then move on. Counselor, now we can do some brainstorming about potential persons who could be your power of attorney. I gave you some referral options last time, but perhaps we should also take a step back and throw out some other possibilities of people who have consistently had your best interests in mind and were reliable over the years. Jake, well, I do have a friend who I trust, but he is almost as old as me, and there is my sister's kid, McCounts. My sister died a few years ago. Counselor, anyone else, perhaps a trusted neighbor, or maybe you know an attorney yourself? Jake, I can write down a couple of other names along those lines, after a little more brainstorming. Counselor, now that we have some people you know and have listed your pros and cons for each person to put them in your order of priority, let's add some of these referral sources as possibilities. Remember, a professional fiduciary is trained to follow your healthcare directive and act in your best interest. Jake, I saw a show where the person just kept all of the client's money and put them in a horrible home. Counselor, yes, there are some bad actors out there, which is why we are going to learn how to do some due diligence, including questions to ask them and how to check their backgrounds and references. Jake, I'll start with the people I know in the order I put on this list. I guess I don't mind having a conversation with one or two of these professionals after that, but I might need you to hold my feet to the fire on contacting these referrals. Counselor, we can take this at your pace and can schedule a follow-up to see how things are going. Question 1, why might brainstorming be a good option for Jake to use when selecting a person to be his power of attorney? What does the counselor do to help Jake expand his options and choose action plan steps that work for him? Question 1, sample response, Jake has a goal that does not have easy strategies to attain those goals since he has fears about trusting a stranger with his power of attorney. The counselor finished the prior session by giving Jake some referral options for professional fiduciaries who could serve as power of attorney, but Jake has not contacted any of them yet. He clearly has some reservations about this being an option. The counselor helps Jake step back and see if there are people he knows who are worthy of his trust. He helps Jake keep professional fiduciaries on the list of possibilities by providing some reassurance, but Jake puts contacting the people he knows higher on the list. He is willing to contact a professional if the other options don't work out. Question 2. Jake wants the counselor to help him be accountable for taking on the more intimidating action plan steps. Let's assume that Jake has had some conversations with people he already knows, and these had some potential but no firm solution at this time. Assume also that Jake didn't contact any of the professionals or do the due diligence that was discussed as a task. What are some ways the counselor can help Jake be accountable for his goal progress? What might be counterproductive? Question 2, sample response. The key for this counselor is to continue having a positive relationship with Jake. This requires a collaborative, accepting, and trusting relationship. Chiding or shaming Jake will be counterproductive. Just allowing Jake to go over his own successes and failures in the session can be enough accountability. The rest of the session can be devoted to helping Jake decide if he really wants to contact these referrals, and if so, to perhaps break up this task into smaller components, such as doing due diligence on some professionals to narrow down the list as one task, with actually contacting those on the short list as a separate task. The counselor may be able to help Jake with some tips on having these discussions based on what Jake has discovered in his research.